sustainable development goal 2 is about creating a world free of hunger by year 2030. In year 2020, between 720 million and 811 million persons worldwide were suffering from hunger, and more than 161 million in year 2019. Also, in year 2020, a staggering 2.4 billion people, or above 30% of the world's population, were moderately or severely food insecure, lacking regular access to adequate food. Extreme food hunger, according to Wole Oladapo, a researcher, agriculturalist, and public affairs analyst, is a situation where people do not have access to food and how an average Nigerian cannot eat more than once a day.
Extreme hunger is a situation where people aren't having access to good food. People can hardly eat once a day. An average Nigerian live below $1 a day. So when you look at that, you understand, and you look at the inflation, then you know that we are in a situation of extreme hunger in Nigeria.
Ayodele Ismaila, an agripreneur and large-scale farmer, says hunger crisis or food insecurity is when food is not available, or when food is accessible but the people don't have the purchasing power because there is not enough money to buy these expensive food items.
It is when food is not available, or when it's available, it is not accessible. Accessibility, I mean, in terms of fund. Okay, if you go to the any market in Nigeria today, you have rice. But in terms of cost, it is prohibitive.
Tinuoye Ademola, the Director of Commercial Services in Osun State Agricultural Development Program, OSADEP, explains food insecurity as the unguaranteed provision for needed food in the country, and projected that food insecurity, also known as hunger crisis, will be worse in year 2023.
The initial and unguaranteed provision, adequate care for the food that will be needed
In line with Tinuoye, his stakeholders in Nigeria food and agriculture value chain expressing their concerns on severe hunger crisis in year 2023. Adebayo, a businesswoman, describes hunger crisis as bountiful of food but no money to buy it in markets.
Hunger crisis means food plenty in markets, but somebody don't have money to buy food.
The number of people going hungry and suffering from food insecurity had been gradually rising between 2014 and the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. The COVID-19 crisis has pushed those rising rates even higher and has also exacerbated all forms of malnutrition, particularly in children. According to the Nigeria Food Insecurity Fact Sheet released by Oxfam, 1 in 5 people, 282 million, is now undernourished, and 93 million in 36 African countries are suffering extreme levels of hunger, with women and children the major victims. The report showed that in sub-Saharan Africa, 1 in 3 children under 5 is stunted by chronic undernutrition, why 2 out of 5 women of childbearing age are anemic because of poor diet. Inflation in food prices, which led to hunger crisis, also known as food insecurity, is caused by policy of border shutting, farmers' elder crisis, which led to farmers leaving their farmland in the fear of not being killed in their farms. The open grazing system in Nigeria also put the farmers in fear of not planting for cows to destroy.
Let those who want to do cattle farming get land and keep their animals out of space. Simple, just like those who do poultry do, just like those who do piggery do, just like those who do other sectors of farming do.
Oladele attributes the increase in food prices that bred food insecurity to high increase in cost of production, like the diesel that fuels the machines that is used to cultivate land and transport farm produce, which was about 250 naira. And now over 800 naira. And fertilizer as well is no longer cheap for farmers to buy. Also, he expressed lack of government support as another major cause of food insecurity.
The sum of money we use to buy an acre of cassava farm in the past. Now, I doubt if you can buy as much as 1/4 of an acre. So it has reduced their capacity to produce.
In Tinuoye's world, food insecurity is caused by natural disaster, floods that ravage, climate change, and mostly lack of implementation of good agricultural policies in Nigeria. He explained further that when government make provision for the farmers, there's little publicity on the provision of low-cost grains to the farmer and of the availability of the seedlings. More so, farmers' orientation towards government policies and provision is lacking.
The government still need to put more effort on how to sensitize farmers for them to know that the little government can do if they do compete. But most of them see this, all this national, whatever government bring today as national kick.
Mrs. Rafiat Oseni, a petty food seller in Owode Ede Market in Osun, said that hunger crisis has affected women a lot because they are in the center of this crisis and they found it difficult most times to pay school fees, cater for their children needs, as well as feed them. So this puts women in positions they don't want to be most times. She further said that hunger crisis is destroying the fabrics of homes as much as pressure is on women to cater for the needs of their homes.
The impact it has on we women is much, because before you pay for school fees, before you feed your children, before you take care and do things for your children, it is not easy. And I pray the Lord makes it easy on us. One of the impacts is hunger is beginning to destroy homes, because when a man drops money for food, it is not enough. And hiding our own money is not enough.
Mrs. Alimot Hussein, the Yaloja of Owode Ede Market, Osun State, said women are really feeling the heat of hunger crisis because the inflation in food prices keeps bothering them. According to her, feeding two or three children nowadays is not easy, so women will have to make do with whatever is made available by the husband.
The expensive food items in the market is really bothering us, the women. Because if you have two or three children, whatever the man of the house drops before he leaves, we have to make do with it. We are really feeling the heat.
Oladapo said, the impact of hunger crisis is profound on women because women are abinja of family, and in the situation of extreme hunger and poverty, women get more affected, as women will give everything in the world to feed a child. So to this, women can go to the extent of prostituting to feed their family in case of hunger crisis, as the woman is at the center of hunger crisis and is more affected.
So she will give up everything. The woman will go to do many jobs, very demeaning jobs. The woman will go into jobs that are not dignifying, prostitution. We hear of these money lending hubs all around. I don't want to mention names, but we have many money lending with terrible conditions that you would not have expected a woman in a right frame of mind to go abhorring from. But women will go just to see their children live well. And when they cannot meet the conditions to pay this money back, you see terrible things being done to them by these lenders, such as putting bells around their necks and making them walk around, such as locking them in illegally provided cells. These are the things that women do. And when some of them have got into this, you see them going into prostitution, which is not their intention, to be able to pay up and to also feed their family. So you also see women leaving the major responsibility of taking care of the family into looking for means to get money to keep their children eating.
Ayodele, on the other hand, talking on the impact of hunger crisis on women, said it has decreased the economic power of few women in farming and those in agro-allied products to nothing, as this has a multiplier effect on them. Also, he said, with the purchasing power reduced heavily, it is stressful for women to maintain the balance at home, as food insecurity affects all homes in Nigeria today.
With the purchasing power reduced heavily, that means that it is stressful to maintain the balance at home, apart from those that are actually farming. It's like food insecurity is affecting almost all homes in Nigeria today. And no wonder, if you see the poverty rates released a couple of, just last week, that about 133 billion of Nigerians are living below poverty. It is true. That is true.
Aside from financial losses incurred by farmers and agribusiness entrepreneurs, the destruction of banditry on farm is said to put about 25.3 million people across 26 states and the Federal Capital Territory, FCT, in acute food crisis between June and August 2023. Oladapo says food insecurity has a dire consequence on the society. When asked about the implication of hunger crisis on the peace and security of the society, he explained that the consequences could be instability, insecurity, and extreme psychological imbalance in people, which could make the society go into a state of confusion, as food is primary in the hierarchy of needs, as someone who has not eaten is not likely to think about shelter.
Part of the consequences is the criminal activities we have been done. Let me tell you a story. I have a brother who is a yam production in my place. He planted 1,000 yam sets. Within a week, all those yam sets were removed by thieves, people that are hungry. So it's already affecting almost all farmers in the country. If you plant, before you know what is happening, the ravaging bandits would have removed your products. So it's contributing greatly to insecurity in the country.
Rafiat and Alimot speaking on the consequences of hunger crisis on the peace and security of the society. Both agree that hunger will make unemployed graduates turn into shop burglars and kidnappers just to make ends meet and feed themselves. Rafiat further says that it can lead to domestic violence in homes. When the man leaves home hungry and comes back hungry, it's going to hamper on the peace of the home, and this can in turn make the children get involved in violent acts.
The scarcity of food is the peace of the country. If the price is reduced and both husband and wife eat to their satisfaction, they will be happy. But when things are expensive and he drops the little amount he can, they will both have to go without food just to feed their children, thereby causing hunger. And an hungry person will surely steal. The young men would jump fences are not just hungry, but some of them are educated but no job. The person will have to jump the fence to feed because of lack of job. And that is the reason for the high spate of criminal activities. Hunger is the cause of it all. If there is no hunger, everything will be easy.
There are cases of motorcycle riders collecting money and not taking people to their destination. That is kidnapping.
Ayodele added that the implication of hunger crisis on the peace and security of the society will lead to a societal crisis, as the ravaging bandits are harvesting, consuming, and destroying the farm products of farmers. Farmers in turn will be discouraged to farm, hence discouraging mechanized farming. This will increase food insecurity, thereby making people to involve in petty thievery, and this will lead to instability of peace and security in the society.
You know, we see that the causes of this situation that we are in Nigeria, terrorism is playing its own role, where people cannot access their farms, where those who can access their farms will have to pay royalties in terms that they cannot really meet up with, so they will rather sit idle or not do anything. And there is no crime, which however small, that is not a contributor to instability, to distortion of peace and insecurity in the land. So we see more cases of petty armed robbery, you see more cases of pilfering, you see more cases of house burglary, then you see more cases of kidnap, abduction, armed robbery, and the rest of them. So eventually, it affects the peace and security of society.
The solution proffered by Oladapo is that the government should understand that there is a problem and that they need to address the issues, as all is not well. They need to enhance and embrace 21st century strategy. They need to stop open grazing because the animals destroy farm products. Also, government need to encourage more urban farming because no matter how little, it will contribute greatly to the society in future.
Echo must haphazarding in leadership is not a way to go. Government should come down to understand that there is a problem and let us come and address the problem rather than grandstanding that all is well. All is not well. So political will take the center stage because some of these issues that I've highlighted here requires political will by the political actors and the leadership to address these issues. The farmer under crisis is a crisis that can be nipped in the bud if we are to enhance and embrace 21st century strategy. It is out of place at this age and time and the population of Nigeria for us to think that our protein in the nation from the cattle sector can be gotten by moving cows, heads of cow, on the road and on people's farms. I mean, it is an aberration in the 21st century. We don't produce as much cow as Brazil. We don't produce as much cow as Australia. So why should the little we produce be the issue? It is an investment in agriculture. Let those who want to do
Tinu Oye added that reorientation and commitment is needed on the part of farmers as they play a major role in the family. Rofiat and Alimot further said that to have a peaceful and secure society, food needs to be in abundance.
If things can become cheap and we are able to rub our two palms together and it is enough for us, will be contented. What we can do about it is to plead with the government to keep the border open so that prices of things can come down.
This story is part of African Women in Media, AWIM, UNESCO Peace and Security Journalism Program. I am Omowumi Olasende reporting for AWIM.